patrician and plebeian, lord and serf, oppressor and oppressed, stood in constant opposition. Carried on an interrupted fight, now hidden, now open. The modern societies has established new classes, new conditions of oppression, new forms of struggle in place of the old ones. The feudal system of industry now no longer sufficed for the growing wants of the markets. There is no other nexus between man and man than naked self-interest. There is no other nexus between man and man than callous cash payment. Water of egotistical calculation. Religious illusions have been changed in shameless exploitation. The brutal display of vigor in the Middle Ages, which reactionists so much admire, found its fitting complement in the most slothful indolence. The bourgeoisie have been the first to show what man's activity can bring about. It has accomplished wonders, far surpassing Egyptian pyramids, Roman aqueducts and Gothic cathedrals. There is no other nexus between man and man than naked self-interest. There is no other nexus between man and man than callous cash payment. Constant revolutioning of production, uninterrupted disturbance of social conditions, everlasting uncertainty and agitation. All fixed, fast frozen relations with their train of opinions are swept away. All new ones become antiquated before they can ossify. All that is solid melts into air. All that is holy is profaned. A man is at last compelled to face with sober senses his real condition of life and his real relations with his kind. There is no other nexus between man and man than naked self-interest, than callous cash payment. There is no other nexus between man and man than naked self-interest, than callous cash payment. There is no other nexus between man and man than naked self-interest, than callous cash payment. There is no other nexus between man and man than naked self-interest, than callous cash payment.